The Senate will come to order.
I need an ease, Mr. President.
The Senate will stand at ease. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Have all senators voted? Senator Ziegler?
Mr. President, Senator Buttrovich flew south over the weekend for additional medical treatment. It is unknown when he will return, but he asked me to ask you specifically to let the record reflect that he was, if excused for illness, he is still subject to a call.
Is there any objection to the request? The journal will show that Senator Buttrovich is excused for illness. He is not excused from a call of the Senate. Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 16 members present. Senators Holman, Curtula, Whelan, and Sumner are excused from a call of Senate today. Senator Curtula is present.
Our chaplain today is Father Theodore Frinsko of the St. Nicholas Russian Orthodox Church.
O Lord, give thy blessing upon this stately assembly. I am wisdom, I am better than jewels. Nothing you want can compare with me. I am wisdom and I have insight. I have knowledge and sound judgment. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil ways and false words. I make plans and carry them out. I have understanding and I am strong. I help kings to rule and rulers to make good laws. Every ruler on earth rules with my help, statesmen and noblemen alike. I love those who love me. Whoever looks for me can find me. I have riches and honor to give, prosperity and success. What you get from me is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I walk the way of righteousness. I follow the path of justice, giving wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasure. Amen.
Senator Huber? Without objection, so ordered. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 74th, 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 26.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act to consent that the journals for the 74th, 75th, 76th, 77th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 26 be approved.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Curtula.
My distinct pleasure today, Mr. President, to introduce some Valdi students studying state government at this time and their instructor, who's here as chaperone also, Betty Cato, who's the government teacher. Would you please all stand? Dave Marcy, John Bishop, Colleen Fenn, and Tammy Hill.
Any further
be calling on several of your offices.
Any further introduction of guests? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, young man visiting with the Chirac, Steve Weisdorf, who's going to junior high school.
Any further introduction of guests? In the gallery to my left, to your right, is my son, Matthew Rader. Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House. Excuse me, Senator Huber. Without objection, we have before us Senate Bill 311. Let's see. Senator Huber. You have the floor, sir. Do you wish to speak, address the issue?
Today that we'll have a full calendar. We'll have a full complement here, according to my list. And I'd ask unanimous consent.
Senator Curtula.
I'd like the title of the bill read.
The secretary will read the title of Senate Bill 311.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 311 amended, an act authorizing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to issue club permits.
Is there any objection to holding over the reconsideration on 311 until Wednesday? Hearing none, it's ordered. Revert to the daily orders of business. Messages from the House.
Messages of March 23 and March 24. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 31 by the Special Committee on the Alaska Permanent Fund, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to legislative confirmation authority.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill Number 589 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing the Alaska National Guard Senior ROTC Scholarship Program and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 596, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to non-renewable resource revenues to legislative oversight and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill Number 756 by Representative Duncan, an act relating to the identification of Alaska arts and handicrafts.
Commerce.
Those are the only House messages this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Standing committee reports.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution 47, loans guaranteed by federal government for purchase of vessels for harvesting Alaska bottom fish, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Poland, Chairman, concurring Senators Butkovich, Sumner, Meland, Huber, Croft, and Tillian. 47 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered House Joint Resolution 66, requesting Administrator of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to assist in development of Alaska bottom fish fisheries. Senate Bill 453, student loans. House Bill 780, special appropriation to National Council on Alcoholism, Alaska Region, and recommends they be placed on the Wednesday calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Rader, and Coletta. These will appear on the March 29 calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 567 by the Rules Committee by request for the Special Committee on Employment Resources and Opportunities. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Education for the fiscal year 1979 operating expenses of the Alaska Skill Center at Seward and providing for an effective date.
The general referral would be to Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance. Does the Special Committee want a re-referral on that? Does anybody?
Not here, Mr.
Senator Sumner's not here. I'll direct it to his attention when he gets. It'd be my assumption that
he's
probably
talked to me about Seward Skills Center before because it's in the district that I represent.
Right. The referral will be then to Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 568 of the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to disposal of state land and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are the only bills.
Brings us to the daily calendar. Senator Kurtula.
I've noticed that Senator Holman, who is the principal and has had this all summer responsibility drafting this bill, isn't here, so I move and ask unanimous consent to be held off the calendar until Senator Holman's here. I have several questions that only the chairman could answer, and sir.
I believe that this, we are receiving permanent fund legislation proposals from the House, and I would assume that under the circumstances that, consistent with the longstanding practice, that the first bill that comes across is usually used as the vehicle for subsequent bills. I believe that it meets with Senator Holman's approval. It might be an error on this, but I think that if it were sent back to Judiciary, where I intend to send the other permanent fund matters, that it would probably be appropriate.
Mr. President, I so move and ask unanimous consent.
Is there any objection?
Your...
Hearing none, Senate Bill 429 will be re-referred to Judiciary. That was the only item of business on our calendar today. We had a, Senator Poland, did we have a holdover on a bill? Did you? Is that held? Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. It's been brought to my attention during the recess that my re-referral of the bill on the calendar today, the Senate Permanent Fund Bill, number 429, may be confusing and may not have the approval of the Judiciary Chairman and the Permanent Fund Chairman. For that reason, I'd like to void that referral and hold it over until Wednesday's calendar, at which time Senator Homan will be back, and any confusion, if it does exist, can be cleared up at that time.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask you to release of all matter covering my motion and allowing it.
Without objection, the Secretary will show that in the journal. Unfinished business? Special orders?
I rise under special orders.
You have the floor, sir.
Privilege of the floor to comment just briefly. Maybe once every 2-3 years I comment on a newspaper article, Mr. President. Mr. President, I think that a normally intelligent, competent individual got out of debt the other day, made some strong statements, and I think he was programmed and motivated to do so by some of the people that were doing studies for the Capitol Site Planning Commission. He really didn't know what he's doing. I feel rather sorry for him. This morning he came up and talked to me. I asked him if he'd ever come to my office, had ever discussed the problems of the capital move issue with me, or made any attempt, since I'm available to all, in any of the times he's been to Juneau. As you know, Senator Willis is the chairman of that committee that functions effectively as a permanent subcommittee of the State Affairs Committee. So those times that I've shown up are the times, except for one major hearing, maybe two in the Anchorage area, those times I show up to the committee are those times in which there's a bill before us or something for discussion that's affecting that committee while it's here in Juneau. Mr. President, at no time was I ever discourteous, and I hope that the senators will take the tapes and listen to them. I think it's important to me personally. No time was I ever discourteous to any member that testified in any way, and I think the tapes will bear me out, or other witnesses will. I asked 3 pertinent questions, all of them to do with the need for further studies in various areas. Mr. President, I also chose to move legislation out the very first day the bill was before the State Affairs Committee for action onto Finance Committee for financial decisions and policy decisions covering the impact studies necessary preparatory to any kind of a capital move. That's a federal requirement as well as state requirement. It takes over a year to just establish the impact position. And at that stage, Mr. Belke chooses to attack me merely, in my opinion, because he didn't get a chance to address the joint session. He's really angry at the legislature because he didn't have an opportunity of his show and tell. And I feel badly about that, perhaps, but it has nothing to do with my position. Now today, after this long attack and, upon myself personally, he asked me to meet with me on the subject, met me in the hall and said, I said, my office is open, I want to talk to you. And I said, I think you made a serious error, and I may well be on the treadmill to oblivion, or I may well be an old salmon moving up the stream, but certain bruises you don't need. Mr. President, you can't do anything with a bucket, you know, full of holes and a sieve. Mr. Belke is presently carrying that type of an approach to all of us. And I'm really distressed with him, and I think it was a very silly and ignorant thing for him to do. And now we'll talk about it, and maybe we'll both have a release subsequent to our conversation. Thank you very much for your time.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I'd ask the privilege of the floor for the same purpose.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I too was alarmed and somewhat angered to find myself on the front page of the Anchorage Times It's not one of my favorite newspapers, but occasionally I do read it. And, Mr. President, the remarks that are attributed to the chairman of the Capitol Site Planning Commission were greatly alarming to me, inasmuch as all of the meetings that I have attended as a committee member, and I think I'm the only, other Senator Ray and I are the only two members on the Senate State Affairs Committee that are not from the area that the Capitol will move to. And certainly all of the members I find on that committee, other than Senator Ray and myself, are strongly pro-Capitol movers. And the State Affairs Committee of the House, the same thing is true. You feel like you're in an Anchorage area caucus instead of being in the in a dual committee meeting. Well, that being as it is, Mr. President, the chairman's remarks that we were obstructionary in every meeting that I have been to, the chairman and other members of the Capitol Site Planning Commission have thanked me for the questions that I have asked because I've got in and worked and tried to learn exactly what was behind it. It's no news to anybody that I'm not a Capitol mover, but I'm certainly doing my job as the people that sent me here expect me to do and analyze it from all viewpoints and to work on it and not to obstruct the people's will. But I really don't know what the people's will is. The people voted to move the Capitol, to select the new site, and to go into all the long situation that was set up by the initiative. And certainly this legislature has complied fully with that initiative. Every member, as far as I know, has complied fully, whether it's Senator Ray, yourself, myself, or who it may be. And there are some frustrated Capitol movers that want to load it this way or load it the other way. I don't care if they're trying to load it not to move the Capitol or load it to move the Capitol. I think we owe the people of this state a fair and impartial job. Just because somebody thinks that at present the cost figures are going to preclude the moving of the Capitol, they start with a great big smear campaign. And I can't believe that Dean Delpy is a party to that. I'd like an explanation from him. He hasn't offered one to me either. Thank you, sir.
Any further special orders? Senator Ray? Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
I'd like to rise in defense of Mr. Delpy. I would, sir. I talked to him today, and I asked him how he got himself into the pickle. It kind of reminds you of an old Laurel and Hardy movie, you know. You hear him say, "See what a fine mess you got me into now, Hoppy," you know, talking about Hoppy's belt. But I'd like to help out Mr. Belkey, because I think that the explanation he gave me as to how these things came about was that he did not know he was talking to a newspaper reporter. He thought he was just talking to an ordinary citizen. So you have to give him that much excuse.
Any further special orders? Announcements? Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, this afternoon at 1:30, Finance Committee would like to invite other senators to attend a slideshow and hearing on a fisheries program that was instituted by the Sheldon Jackson College. And that'll be located at room 210 on this floor. Also, Finance will be meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'd also like to announce, if no one else is going to or hasn't had this message, that I received it this morning. It's from President Glenn Olds of Alaska Methodist University, and he would like to invite all senators on behalf of the university to a breakfast meeting at 7 a.m. at Capitol Room in Baranoff tomorrow morning.
Any further announcements? Senator Poland?
Mr. President, if I might inquire through the chair of Senator Sackett on how long the movie would last.
Senator Sackett?
About half an hour. Representative Ernie Haugen was the one that requested me to contact Sheldon Jackson because he had seen the program in Petersburg. He was very impressed with it. And I would think about half an hour.
Senator
Thank
Bowman?
You. Mr. President, Senator Sackett has been kind enough to invite the Senate Resources Committee to see that film, and I believe that it would be worth our while. So in view of that, I will schedule the Senate Resources meeting for 2 o'clock this afternoon instead of the usual hour of 1:30. We will be taking up House Bill 588, an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of Kachemak Bay leases, committee substitute for House Bill 425 amended, the Erosion Control Act, and we will again take up HJR 60, requesting the federal government for the removal of solid waste.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, in line with that same announcement, I'd like to announce that the test committee will be at 2:30 today. If individuals in that committee intend to go to this same showing of the fisheries film, at 2:30 then we'll take up Senate Bill 520, Special Appropriation of Youth Employment Service, Senate Bill 565 relating to general relief assistance, House Bill 844, blood donations by those 17 and over, and some housekeeping measures on transportation.
Any further announcements? Senator Willis.
What is confirmation?
State affairs will meet in room 647 of the court building. On Senate Bill 522, supplemental airport appropriation, HJR 67, SETA program, House Bill 187, lumens for towing and storage, House Bill 516, Office of Appropriate Technology, Senate Bill 324, beverage dispensary license. We'll try to take up as many of these as we can in the time. This afternoon at 1:30 in Courtroom A, a continuation of the joint hearings on the capital legislation. I will leave with the clerk of the Senate the times and places of the continued hearings for the balance of the week and then announce them on a daily basis.
Any further announcements? Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Huber.
Mr. President, I wish to object to this afternoon's scheduled meeting at 1:30 in Courtroom A. It does conflict with the resources schedule, and as near as I know, Mr. President, it'll probably make everything all right with the Anchorage Times and Mr. Belke, because it'll make sure that probably if they can schedule Senator Ray elsewhere also, that they'll be no opposing voice or no one to ask questions at their joint meeting.
Senator Willis.
Mr. Chairman, this plan and the scheduled hearings have been coordinated with the House State Affairs Committee, and it's very difficult to accommodate every single individual. And there's certainly no attempt on my part to try to schedule somebody away from a particular meeting. I'm trying desperately to be as fair as I can to all positions in this matter.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday slots at 1:30 are solidly Resources Committee time. And seldom does Resources Committee fail to meet on very important issues on those days. And I don't believe, other than finance, that there is a heavier work committee than the Senate Resources Committee, or one that is more behind on very, very important legislation. And it's of first priority that I attend that meeting. And I hope everyone's happy.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I don't have any objection. I can understand my colleague from Fairbanks' displeasure, but I have full confidence in the co-chairman of the State Affairs. If he continues to let us give us the courtesy of asking those hard questions, I'm perfectly satisfied.
Relative to tomorrow's activities, the Senate will recall that Senator Gravel requested permission to speak to the joint session tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We have decided to honor that request. Of course, he is speaking at the invitation of the Senate and the House. The time was of his picking. Under the circumstances, I think it best to convene directly in the House chambers at 10 o'clock. Of course, I don't know how long the joint session will question Senator Gravel, nor how long his presentation will be, but I think that it would be reasonable to assume that the most orderly process for tomorrow would be for the Senate to recess at the conclusion of his remarks, which I assume would be before noon, and to recess until 1:30, at which time we would convene in these chambers and take up the daily calendar. I'm throwing this out because of my interest in getting feedback from senators. If that creates, I know it creates some hardship with Commerce Committee, for example. I know they have a scheduled meeting, but I think that it is not an out-of-town hearing, and in the circumstances, I think the Senate's business probably should take priority over the Commerce Committee's. Is there any objection to that suggested procedure? Hearing none, that will be then our tentative agenda for tomorrow. Senator Coletta?
Yeah, just clarification. We'll convene at 1:30 here.
Yes. We'll recess. We'll come to order at 10 o'clock in the House chambers and recess at the conclusion of Senator Gravel's remark and reconvene here at 1:30. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Coletta. The Senate will come to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an action item of consent to the Senate recess for approximately 5 minutes. It's Senator Ziegler's birthday and education allowance.
The Senate will stand in recess for approximately 5 minutes. The Senate will come to order. The schedule that I announced earlier will prevail. We will reconvene directly. We will convene at 10 o'clock in the House chambers, recess at the end of Senator Gravel's remarks, reconvene here at 1:30, and go through the business of the Senate for tomorrow, commencing at 1:30. Senator Coletta? Without objection, sir. You have the floor.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me, friend to many of us, is absent. Very noticeable the past couple of years. Dean Eric.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent to the Senate.
Hearing no objection, it's so ordered.